Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. 2 weeks ago, I had an opportunity to be part of our church's children's Christmas event. If you would look around, there's the props are still up, and we had set up the periphery of our sanctuary with different scenes of the past to teach and remind the children of the first Christmas. It was a simple and short event that took about 30 minutes of the children and their parents or guardians' time. From my perspective, I believe that the children's ministry team delivered what we prayed and planned for. The sanctuary was prepared, the needed participants came, given their roles and did their part. The children came with their parents. The first Christmas story was told in a short version. The gifts of the children were given, and then off they went. It was good. Events like these, even as simple and little as it may have been, need planning and preparation. Time and timing are crucial. People are needed in order for tasks to be executed. And carefully thought out details add beauty and help tie up and support the whole scheme. This actually reminds me of God's work in the execution of the first Christmas. He alone, from the beginning, after the fall of man, had planned the first coming of the Messiah. He involved and chose imperfect people to prepare for and execute the biggest event in the history of mankind. His chosen people waited for almost 500 years for this waited event to happen. He timed a star to shine so bright where Jesus was born. Heavenly hosts were there to celebrate. Even the animals were invited along with the shepherds. His whole creation rejoiced of the coming of the King of Kings. God never ceases to amaze me. When God plans an event, it's the event. And it's definitely a privilege to be invited, let alone be involved in God's plan. Don't you think? I think and believe so. I would want to be invited and be involved in such big event as that. Would you? Yes, I heard a yes. To the ones who were not invited in God's big event, Jesus' birth was just another ordinary night to them. But it was life-changing to those whom God chose to be involved and had invited to Jesus' birth. It was certainly life-changing for Mary and Joseph. Time and time again, Mary and Joseph's readiness and willingness to obey God's calling encourage and also challenge me. In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, after Angel Gabriel spoke to Mary, it says, Mary said, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say. There was no negotiation between Mary and the angel. Angel Gabriel did not have to go back and forth to God and be dizzy and Mary to agree. She just simply accepted her role and part of God's plan. The same way with Joseph, her husband. He at first did not understand. But when the angel of the Lord came to him in a dream and explained to him what was happening and about to happen, he went and did his part as soon as he woke up. That was found in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. Mary was awake. Joseph was asleep. It did not matter in what state or form or stage of life they were in. God's timing became their schedule, and God's plan was their priority. Both of their lives changed. Their plans for themselves had to wait. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, it says, But Joseph did not have intimate relations with Mary until she gave birth. Both of them agreed to put their lives on hold because God chose them to be involved in his grand plan. How hard is it for us to hold our lives for God? How hard is it for us to wait on him? I don't know about you, but I still struggle many times. Another thing I had observed about the couple, when God gave them the task of caring for Jesus, God did not make them rich. God didn't say, "Do this for me, and I will give you this." Joseph and Mary stayed being poor and lived in Nazareth, a city of low esteem during Jesus' time. In fact, Nathanael, one of Jesus' disciples, asked, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" John 1:46, before meeting and talking with Jesus. Mary and Joseph continued on the task of obeying God in spite of life's circumstances. They raised Jesus as their own. People knew Jesus as Joseph's a carpenter son. This made me think of my attitude, actually, towards serving our Lord. Do I really have pure intentions of serving our Lord? Or is my heart tainted with selfish motives? I had enjoyed every single part of preparing and executing of the execution of the children's Christmas event. There were times I had experience of being tired and had lack of sleep prior to it. It was, however, rewarding in the end. I saw the children's and some of their parents' eyes light up during the short telling of the first coming of Christ. Seeing them engaged made me smile. I went to bed that night tired and joyful. I praised and thanked God for what he did that night. I thanked him for giving me another opportunity of inviting me to be involved in part of his preparation for the second coming of Christ. Yes, Jesus is coming again. The first Christmas story has not ended. It was actually just the middle of God's story. Jesus is coming again. The questions we should always be asking ourselves are, am I being invited by God? And am I involved in his preparation for Christ's second coming? If your answer is yes, then good. Let us encourage each other to keep on. If the answer is no, then it's time to find out how you can be part of it. Merry Christmas, everybody.